Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Cindy Hill. The Georgia Secretary of State's office held a public demonstration today with companies hoping to replace Georgia's aging voting machines. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Lawmakers, elections officials, and members of the public all got to test different machines and ways to count votes. They range from touchscreens and barcodes to old-fashioned hand-marked paper ballots. Marilyn Marks is the head of the nonprofit Coalition for Good Governance. She worries that many of the companies brought systems that were more complicated and expensive than Georgia needs and hopes the state picks hand-marked paper ballots.
All of them have the capability to read hand-marked paper ballots. But what I fear is that what's being shown here today, pushed here today, is mainly a very complex, unverifiable system.
A voting commission meets one final time next week before recommending a new voting system to lawmakers. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
The state is tackling opioid abuse with legal action. Attorney General Chris Carr today filed a lawsuit against major opioid manufacturers and distributors for their role in Georgia's opioid epidemic. The lawsuit alleges that manufacturers falsely marketed the highly addictive drugs. It also accuses distributors of not doing enough to monitor the use of drugs for non-medical purposes. The suit names Purdue Pharma and the McKesson Corporation, among several other companies. Dozens of Georgia cities and counties filed similar lawsuits last year. Governor Nathan Deal unveiled his official portrait today as he prepares to step down. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The painting shows the governor and First Lady Sandra Dill standing side by side, her arm grasping his in front of a window. It also includes objects highlighting his accomplishments, including scales of justice for criminal justice reform, an apple for education, and a camera-shaped bookend for the film industry. As Dill spoke, he thanked the audience of mostly politicians and judges for their help.
But by and large, all of the things that this portrait symbolizes are things that many of you had a very important hand in having it come to fruition.
The portrait was painted by Georgia artist Thomas Nash, who also painted one of former Governor Zell Miller. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.